Good afternoon, Wrangell. It's April 10th, 2020. And this is your afternoon COVID-19 daily update. And again, Lisa and I are both on the line and want to thank KSTK for working with us to make this happen. We know that June has been working overtime to get the technology sorted out so that we can stay on the line and give the community an update. Really, the major news for us this week was that we did have a emergency meeting that subsequently changed into a work session. We wound up coming out and not taking any action after emergency meeting and came into a work session and had an opportunity to bring the assembly together and have a discussion about how to proceed after we had been told by the state EOC, which Emergency Operations Center, that we were not a we did not qualify under their small communities mandate to be able to put in ordinances that superseded the state. So we had to back up and punt and get Lisa maybe to give us a an update on that work session and sort of what marching orders came out from her, from the assembly moving forward.
Sure, Mr. Mayor, thank you. So the assembly was clear in direction that we want to move forward instituting things that we can under our own code. So let's say, for instance, specificity with regard to procedures in the marine yard, in the boatyard for work. We can do some local ordinances here that we believe we can pass that would not be considered a local health alert. There are local operational considerations. And so, or excuse me, a local health mandate. So we're going to try to move forward that way. We are also trying to figure out if there are ways for us to implement things as an extension of a state mandate being enforced here locally. And I know that that may sound a little cryptic, but the state has issued a mandate that these travel safety plans have to be submitted to the state, and companies that are considered critical workforce infrastructure are required to adhere to those. And so our ability to get those plans is a necessity in order to be able to enforce what is in those plans, what these companies say they're going to do. And so it seems reasonable that the state would be providing them to us. So there are a number of different ways where we're looking at trying to enact more strict regulation and, I guess I would say, influence here in Wrangell, perhaps not without exceeding our authority. I will say that our clerk did receive, reached out to other clerks around the state and did receive examples of ordinances passed by communities that are in excess of what the state is doing, exceed the regulations that the state has. And a couple of those are also communities that don't have, that don't meet the definition of a small community either. Specifically, Sitka is a population of 8,500 and absolutely has a hub hospital. And so we are trying to figure out with our legal folks what our options are for moving forward with an ordinance, even though we don't qualify. We also may try to appeal the decision of the state and see if we can actually qualify, but we don't want to spend a lot of time on that, just spinning our wheels. We want to be able to take action, frankly, to keep the community safe. So that's what we're going to be working on a bit over the weekend here to get those things in place for the assembly to look at next week.
So I think moving forward, like Lisa says, our best bet is to take a look at what other communities are doing, and certainly other communities around the state. It's a similar concern. I know that in Sitka, a letter just came from CERCH to the governor and the city and the seafood processor there, expressing grave concern about the capacity of Mount Edgecombe Hospital to be able to absorb 450 cannery workers coming into the community and being able to provide healthcare not only to the community of Surge, but also to the healthcare or to the cannery workers, but also that's part of our regional hub. They are a hub hospital. And so how will that impact the general region? So there's lots going on that front, and I appreciate all of the assembly members' input. There was some excellent ideas. Lisa, there were some new health mandates that came out recently from Dr. Sink at the state and some recommendations. Do you want to let the community know about those?
Well, I think first and foremost, the biggest health mandate that came out today is Governor Dunleavy extended the closure of schools through the end of the school year. So that has been definitively decided. And I assume that students from all over the state are cheering like you can't imagine that they don't have to go to school.
No, I don't know. I think there's a lot of homeschool kids right now. I'd like to get back to school.
Perhaps, yes. Yeah, I'm sure everybody would like to get back to things as per usual, get back to some semblance of normality. But that definitive order came down. Also, actually, in the Anchorage Daily News today, this didn't come out as a health alert or a health mandate, but Dr. Zink, who's the state's chief medical officer, filmed herself exercising, recreating outdoors, going for a run, and provided some feedback regarding that, which is when you are exercising vigorously, you have the ability to expel much further than you normally would through heavy breathing because of your activity. And so the recommendation when you are out doing a significant exercise, like running on our trail, is that you maintain a 20-foot distance between you and another person rather than just a 6-foot distance. And the recommendation also is that you please wear a mask covering. In the article in the video that Dr. Zink shot of herself, she actually was wearing a double balaclava over her face as a method for keeping herself from expelling anything during exercise that might be inhaled by somebody else. And again, maintaining that significant that distance. So again, if you're out on our trails, if you're out recreating and there happen to be other people around, unless it is someone from your immediate household, we need you to maintain at least a 6-foot distance. And if you are doing heavy exercise like running or biking, we really need you to extend that to 20 feet now is the spacing between you and another person.
Okay, great. I think some other significant news that came out from actually yesterday during our workshop was some disturbing news. Unfortunately, it sounds as if our community hospital was going to receive 3 new ventilators, and they were brand new, and they would have the capacity to actually generate pure oxygen, so they'd be set standalone units, and they really are units that are designed to put somebody on a ventilator and keep them on for a prolonged period of time. Unfortunately, those were co-opted by FEMA to be sent to another community that they felt was more in need than our community. And that raised, as the city manager explained to us last night, some concerns for the hospital, because the 3 ventilators that we currently have, 2 of them are really not designed for prolonged activity. They're not designed to keep going and going and going like you might have with a COVID person. They're designed to keep somebody on the ventilator for a short period of time while you're waiting for a person to be medevaced out. Now, doesn't mean they can't be pressed into service to do the longer duty, but it is a concern, and we were hoping to get those new ventilators. So that's disappointing, and hopefully we'll be able to see something in the future. I think we're getting close to our time here. Lisa, do you have anything else that you wanted to add before we sign off?
No, Mr. Mayor, I guess I would just add a huge thank you to the community in that everything we keep hearing from the CDC and from the state of Alaska is that what is going to get us through, what's going to soften the curve is really the social distancing. The only way to keep transmission down of COVID-19 is for people to stay away from each other. And yeah. So I'd like to give my wholehearted thanks to those people in the community who are wearing masks, who are keep social distancing, who are staying home unless they're doing essential activities. And I'd like to thank those people who are doing the mandatory self-quarantine or who are self-quarantining where it hasn't been mandatory out of an abundance of caution. So my thanks to everybody working together so we'll get through this.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rangel. And we will be back on, actually not Monday night. We are going to be having an assembly update Monday night at 5:30. So we're hopeful that June will be able to broadcast that at 5:30 on Monday night for the whole community. Thanks very much. Have a good weekend. Yep, sorry. Go ahead, Lisa.
It was just, Mr. Mayor, I meant to announce that. So every Monday and Thursday at 5:30 from this point forward, there will be a COVID-19 update to the assembly that we hope the public will tune into.
Perfect. Thanks, and have a great weekend, Rangel.